Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. Welcome to the Think Loud crew. We are three mamas just trying to get our shit together. We struggle with our intro, but here we are. My name is R.
And I am Shannon.
I'm Cheyenne. That was interesting. Are you okay?
No, today's been really overwhelming.
Did you say get our shit together?
Right.
Well, just like life be life and for all of us in so many ways.
What's going on, Kyle? You look like you need to talk.
Look, homie.
That's how you look.
No, it's just been like a long couple of days.
Well, first let's talk about your birthday. Right. How was your birthday?
Oh, I had a lovely birthday.
I'm sorry I missed. I felt like a horrible
Yeah,
friend.
Where were you?
Shannon.
Life was lifing.
That's what I said.
As well, I got Park in the shower. I'm like, we're going to go see Auntie Kyle. And then just.
I received a very sad voice note.
Wait, I definitely.
But it was also like, girl, I know there's
about it the next day.
So much going on. Stay home.
I voice noted her. I was like, hey, if I don't make it out the door, I apologize. Mm-hmm. I love you. And I'm, you know, like,
yeah,
this is what's happening. And she sent me a voice note. She was like, girl, I get it. I love you. You know, whatever happens, happens.
And I saw her. Like the day before.
I tried to celebrate this girl.
Shannon brought me flowers. She brought me these. Where were those little bun cakes from?
From Nothing But Bun Cakes.
Oh my gosh, y'all. I have never been to Nothing But Bun Cake, but if there is a Nothing But Bun Cake near you, go search it. It was so good.
Bunt or bun?
Bunt.
With a T.
Yes. Like a little mini bunt cake.
I bought her two. I didn't know what flavor to choose for her.
I got confetti and snickerdoodle, and they were both good. They were so yummy. Are
you looking at me like that?
I had no idea.
No, but like I wanted to make sure she felt special.
I got flowers and I got balloons.
That's okay, Shannon.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was just happy.
oh, I'm happy I made you. I could
offer you that. Give you that. Not offer you, but give you that.
It was good. But those bun cakes were good. It was nice. I always get really bad anxiety around my birthday. So, like, I hate planning stuff for my birthday. Like, the fact when people are like, what do you want to do? It's just always very overwhelming for me. So, nothing. Well, what was it? The morning of, it was, like, very spontaneous. Like, okay, we'll just have people over. And it was really nice. It was good. My mom cooked. My friends came over. My family came over. At one point, it was funny. A lot of people gifted me weed. As I was, like, getting all this stuff, I was, like, actually, I was thinking about, like, to stop smoking for a while. And everyone, literally, in unison, everyone was like, oh, what a horrible idea. Like,
everyone was like,
why? Like, why would you do that? Like, one of my friends was like, literally, in this, the climate of the world, like, why would you do that to yourself? Like, you're okay. So then, yeah, I was like, okay.
You're like, just kidding.
Yeah, so then I proceeded to, like, indulge the rest of the night. It was great. But, yeah, I had a nice birthday.
Did you have birthday sex? I know last episode
No, I did not.
Wait, what did I miss?
I wanted some birthday sex.
She wanted something
freaky. In the manifesting episode, you guys were manifesting birthday sex?
She was.
Well, yeah, I mentioned it because I haven't really had, like, there's been no birthday sex.
I think I need
sex.
To tune in.
There's been, like, well, first of all, Shannon was like, what is birthday sex?
Right. Isn't it sex on your birthday?
Yeah, but it's like.
What I was asking was, like, what does birthday sex mean to you? Is it, like, different type of sex? Like, what are you?
Wait, I'm so lost. I thought that birthday sex was just having sex on your actual birthday. There's a different meaning.
In my world.
That's what, so what
is
asking.
It, what is birthday sex mean
to you?
I don't
know. Like, flip me over a little bit. Like, there's this, like...
Oh, like,
it's
fun sex. Yes. But is it on your birthday or not?
Well, at this point, it doesn't have to be on my birthday because it hasn't been on my birthday in, like, a very long time.
Okay.
Therefore...
I'm like...
This is going to be like, well, anyways, I'm not having birthday sex. I'm not having sex.
Because you, I was not confused, like, on your birthday anymore. So now,
well,
it would
general,
just be fun sex.
I'm not having fun sex anyways. So I'm not having sex right now.
Because you don't have someone to have sex with or because you don't want to have sex?
Well, one, it's by choice. Okay. Like, I've had offers.
Are we, like, happy with their
but
choice?
I don't want to. No, I want to, like, I miss intimacy in my life. And, like, I feel like, oh, my God, I sound like I'm about to start crying.
I thought you were about to start crying and be like, I want to have sex.
I want to have sex. I need it really bad. I just need to get spanked one really good time. Oh.
I have a paddle at the house.
Not by my sister. Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
No,
like
I just don't. It's
Jaya's like,
I can help you.
Right.
It's so
you
crazy. Where it's like, I have children, but I feel like I am, like, so touch starved, or, like, I've, like, that intimacy has been missing from my life. And I think it's just one of those, like, moments where you're settling as, like, a single parent. You're like, this shit is actually, like.
So why don't you take one of the offers that's been given? Those aren't people you would want to have sex with.
They're not fun.
You don't want them to spank you.
You don't want them to flip you around.
I mean, one of them, maybe.
I'm dead.
But, like, I'm at that point in my life where it's like, I don't want to just have casual sex.
Maybe you just need to get laid.
I think I just need to get, like,
fucked.
But it,
real.
At the same time, like, I don't know. I've got so many issues when it comes to, like, laying with someone now, and I feel like I've experienced so many, like, traumas in the sex department in the last, like, I don't know, years, where I'm like, I'm on that fence where it's like, I could either really just be hardcore celibate, and that sounds so depressing for me and myself.
It does.
Or you can just go get some.
I can go get some, but then it's like afterwards I'm be like, okay, cool, I got some, but, like,
now what?
That's not fulfilling. So it's like, I actually appreciate, like, companionship, like that intimacy, yeah, where it's like, you know, I'm with you, or I'm having this moment with you because, like, I want to give it to you or it's like, you gonna give it to me. Like,
I think you need to get like really, really drunk, go out, and that's have the other thing. Yeah.
See, I don't just drink. Let it rip.
Just let it all out. I think you just need to do peace out, homie. Yeah. But use protection because you can get pregnant.
And that's the other thing. I have.
You can't get pregnant.
I'm fertile myrtle. I have like sex anxiety to where it's like I can't even like fully relax because I'm scared I'm going to get pregnant.
Well if you have a condom,
yeah,
then you
but then
have
I have a
fear.
Condom on and I'm the whole time I'm like,
is it gonna break?
One, is it gonna or break? It not- and two, like, is this over? Because now I'm bored.
Well, then use a lot of lube and then...
No, it's not the lube. The wetness is not the issue. It's like...
You just don't like the mental thought of a condom?
I'd rather not have sex. So that's why I'm like...
So you want it raw.
Oh, my God. This is not... this is terrible.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like...
This is terrible.
So you just like it raw. Like,
guys,
raw sex is
know what happened? Know what it is? Because I had sex with a condom and then I was like... Yeah, I'm just going to go home and I don't need to have sex.
What?
Maybe it was the wrong kind of condom.
Maybe it was the wrong type of penis.
Maybe it was just the wrong dick.
Maybe it was just the wrong...
Condoms are not a bad thing.
No,
I'm not saying that they are. Maybe it was the wrong...
Maybe it was just the wrong penis.
I'm going to say that was a terrible experience for you.
Yeah. I think that's why I'm like, at this point, sex to me is just like... There's like a little bit of like... trauma that like lingers with it. I don't want to try. It's like anxiety
again with somebody you might like.
Gosh, yeah.
I think you have a lot of like built up frustration.
I need to get fucked. That's what the issue is.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Shannon, how about you? How are you doing? Now that we've covered Kyle, how are you doing, Shannon?
Wait. But real quick question before we do that.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was talking about, like, you know, when they're dating, how, like, you know, there'll be sex with multiple people. I can't have sex with, like, more than one person within, like, month spans either. Like, that's, like, something I just mentally can't do.
So are you already in your month span?
No, like...
I'm dead.
I'm just asking.
No, she's asking. I know. And I mean that. I appreciate that because I'm like, if I do, when I do have sex, it's like...
I can't do it till November.
Like, my clock...
I can't.
There's like
I already had sex with one person.
I'm not trying to like...
Just one person a month.
No, not even a month. Like, I think in this past year, it's been like two people, three people.
Okay.
The third just added. So I'm like, that's like. The third just added. Not too long ago.
The third just added. So you're kind of like getting it close right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
With the people limit.
With the fourth. The third wasn't a good candidate.
I don't think I want a fourth in this year.
I'm not... Why can't you go back to the last person? Was it not good?
Oh, shit.
I don't want to say it wasn't good.
Okay. It just wasn't for you.
No. I had another issue with that person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I feel like this is so fun.
Was it Tractor Man?
No. Tractor Man's been... please do not call that name out.
She got...
Please.
She got really scared.
Right.
She said, please do not call that name.
Please.
Okay, well, besides the sex stuff, that
how's life?
How's dating? Like, is dating? What is going on with your dating right
guys,
now?
Guys, I'm not dating. Like, I had to pause on everything.
Someone asked me the other day in a DM, how's Kyle's roster doing?
I don't have a roster.
You don't have a roster.
No, like,
anymore?
I'm a single mom. I'm a single parent out here. My life consists of, like, feeding my kids, figuring my life out.
It doesn't have to just be that. Sorry to cut you off. But it doesn't have to just be.
Well, that's what it is right now. Like, okay. I don't have the capacity.
So the roster went away.
I didn't really have a roster to begin
Girl,
with.
Girl, we had this topic last time, Kyle.
Like, admirers,
and we realized that you had a roster. Like, except that you had
a full roster.
There is a difference between having a, like, active roster or a roster and admirers. So, like...
Admirers that are active.
I don't know. I don't have time for all that stuff right now. So it's like my focus isn't like, oh, here's this roster or like on dating. My focus lately has been like on my school stuff. I'm in three different classes right now and I'm trying to get that shit done. And it's like, I don't even have the time or capacity to
entertain.
Yeah. And at this point, the other day somebody asked me out on a date, and I was like, if you want to take me on a date, this is what it is.
What does that mean?
Even like to go out on a date, it's like, I think people forget, like, I'm a single parent. So it's like, I have to figure out arrangements for my kids. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to plan ahead of time. Then it's like, my closet right now is mom closet. Like, it's not.
So you need an outfit.
Date night. So I'm like, you got to, this is what it is. And
what it is, as in, like, you want them to pay for childcare and to buy you
an outfit? You need to make sure, if you're gonna date and this is like serious, like, these are things you have to take into consideration. And before, like, I used to like be like, or say those things, but then I'd be like, oh, maybe I'm just being crazy or like expecting too much or asking too much. And some people would entertain it and some people wouldn't.
I feel like that's such a real topic or conversation to have. I wonder if and this is me genuinely asking, like, the audience. Do you guys think if you're a single parent or mom, mm-hmm. and you're dating, that your date should cover childcare?
I think, I mean, they should consider, like, maybe consider. It would be an amazing gesture. I don't think necessarily paying for the whole thing or, like, maybe, but I feel like they need to realize that, hey, a week in advance, not just the night of, like, hey, can you come out? And expect you to have childcare or think because of your situation, you have a babysitter on call.
At this point,
you want that shit paid for.
Right. I need all the motivation
and inspiration to get up out my house, you know, or to get away from my kids. Because one, I like my kids. Like, I love doing activities with them. Like, there's times where I'd be like, oh man, do I really want to sit here and have to like go shop, do all this stuff, get all ready, and like, that's like a whole production. So it's like, for me, that is a job. If you want me to do this and be all this person and be away from my kids and have to like figure out all this stuff, which is not easy because I don't have a nanny. I don't have a regular sitter. Like, I don't trust people with my kids. So it's like, it's a lot. So at this point, if you want me to go through all that commotion and like that process, this is what it is. And it's and if that's not, if you're not on the same page,
how do people respond to that?
Then we're not on the same. Then we're not compatible, or you're not the type of man that I would want in my life.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, and realize your situation. Realize.
Have you told someone this? Like, how do people respond?
I told someone recently, and they said, "Sounds good. I'll let you know when I can peel it off." Like, I'll let you know when I can do that, and I'm okay. No hurt feelings, and that way I don't waste my time, and it's UCI value my time and my time of my children. I take being a mom very important, like, that's very important to me, like, that's my priority.
I do think there's a difference in what you're saying and what Shannon is saying, though.
What?
Like, the difference of you just saying, yeah, they should be considerate in understanding of like your time and to give you time to make accommodations, versus you're saying, I want time to consider it and I want you to pay for it.
It also depends on the person. Like, if I rock with you, like, I'm about to just ask my mom to watch my kids and I'll go out with you, you know? But it's like, if it's like a new situation, I pick and choose. I get, it's a sliding scale over here. I don't know why.
You're all over the place.
I really am. Depends on how I feel. Depends on my mood.
You're making my head hurt, and I'm not even trying to date you.
Exactly. I literally give disclaimers when guys are like approaching me. I'm like, "Are you sure you want this?" Because
I really want to know what people think about this, because I feel like there's some people who might agree with you, and there's some people who would say no.
And I asked someone. I asked another mom recently, and she said she was like, "My aunt used to have that mentality, and it really helped her decipher like who was serious and who wasn't."
Well, yeah, you can see and who would want to pay.
Yeah, and
but
she's
what
like,
if it's the first date?
Yeah, like you're gonna
first
pay.
Date. Like, let me go see if I even want to hang out with you, talk to you. Like,
you can't expect like your first date.
No,
that's
but it's
I was,
like
I'm thinking over here. If I'm we're like, maybe later on
building,
in the relationship,
and it's like you want to start like really like taking my time, then we're gonna have to have these conversations evolve. But it's not like, oh, let me take you out. And it's like, blah, 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 blah.
That's like those videos you see on like
Unless World I Star just straight up don't know you and I'm like, well, this is what it is. Like,
see, you keep flip-flopping, which is confusing. Because
I'm confused over here. Okay. My brain hurts too. Because I thought you were saying like first date,
you need to handle
these
things.
You need to pay for childcare. Mm-hmm. You have to consider all these things. Like, in my head, maybe down the line, I would understand, hey, if we're, like, months down, hey, if we're going to keep doing this tonight, I can't get a sitter. Can you help me look for one? Or, like, that kind of thing. Like, maybe we can pay for one together.
I don't know. I like my unrealistic reality sometimes.
Hey, girl.
Because it's
feel
like
that's what it is a little bit.
I know, sometimes.
You can't hit a first date with.
I'm not saying that this is the first date conversation. Like, okay. First date, do I even want to be around you? Like, what is our chemistry like? Do I like the way you smell? Do I like the way you, like, you know, let me get to know you first. Then it's like, oh, if we're dating, like, if it's just like, oh, hey, let me take you out. Let me see if this is something I'm interested in. That's one thing. But it's like, hey, I want to actually, like, date and, like, this is what we're doing. There's another conversation. These are the factors that you need to take into consideration.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Have you ever hit a first date with that conversation?
Yeah, and they paid for my childcare.
Oh.
They sent me a couple $100 to pay for my childcare and to feed my kids.
Okay, I don't know why, but this is like those videos that you see on like World Star when it's like the single mom that goes out to dinner with the guy, and then the guy is sitting there and he's like, "You want?" And the single mom is sitting there with the two kids, and he was like, "You want me to pay for them too?"
Right?
And the mom was sitting there like, "Yeah, I do." And then there was one other video where this guy was out with a girl, and she had ordered, like, two steaks to go, and she's like, "These are for my kids at home."
Yeah, see, my kid doesn't eat steak, so I'm not doing all that.
I feel like this is what I'm thinking in my head.
But it's also, I'm a parent. Like, the type of man that I date now, you have to understand and respect. I'm a parent. You're not just dating me. I'm not saying you're dating my kids, but it's like you have to be respectful of, like, my whole situation. Like,
I think, me personally, I would do things differently, but I do agree that I do think it would be a nice gesture down the line if they came up with it, not me. Right, if it's serious and it's like, "Hey, we've been dating a lot. I know you have your kid. How much is it when we go on these dates? Let me handle the next few days of childcare." For myself, if I was dating right now, later down the line, if my man suggested that, then I would appreciate that gesture more than if I told them this is what I need from you. But I guess I'm just different. I feel like that says a lot about a guy to me.
To consider
the time and my kids and my money that it's taking and, like, all those things. But, I mean, dating nowadays, I feel like, is just
all over the place.
And everyone is all over the place within dating. Like, at least from the people that I have in my life that are single that are dating, it just seems like, unless this is somebody, like, you met from, like, a long time ago or something, or someone that you've been dating for a while, the dating pool right now, it just seems like it's just, like, It is. It's like the meme with the little boy in the wind.
Like, no, that's why at this point, it's like, these are my boundaries, because there's a lot of predators out there. There's a lot of weirdos. There's a lot. I cannot. Like, it's scary out there. That's why scary. I'm like, at this point, like, there is no, let me just go have some casual sex. It's like, if I'm going to have sex with someone, it's like, I'm not trying to go in my closet to, like, be like, you know, like, oh, visit the past, or like,
oh, I'm like, what are you talking about?
What are we talking about?
Not outside. The closet.
Shannon, what's going on with you in dating?
I'm scared.
Do we have an announcement to make?
Yeah.
I wish. Oh. I'm dating, and it's been for like 6 months now.
Ooh,
around cool. 6 months. And, I feel like it's gotten to, like, you know how the beginning of relationships, like, you're still like, yay!
Honeymoon.
And we're still in honeymoon, but I feel like the way I love is super deep, as you guys probably know. And, like, I get really invested. And I feel like I'm starting to realize and, like, think to myself, like, am I too aggressive sometimes in my relationship? Like, or how I love? But I don't know. Either way, we're amazing.
Has he ever expressed that he felt like you were aggressive?
He has never said I felt as aggressive, but he was like, at the beginning, it was so easy. Like, just easy with us. And he's like, sometimes I feel like it gets a little stressful. And I'm like, in my space of life right now, like, I don't want anything to be stressful for anybody. Yeah. Like, I already know that everyone has their own things that they're taking on. And, like, with me and dating, like, I just want to be, like, a light in your life. Like, I want to be this, you know, just a bright light in your space.
Oh, Shannon.
Yeah. So I feel like we actually talked about this morning. Like, and I was like, no, I don't want to be that. So let's, like, backtrack. Let's chill and, like, rework whatever is feeling stressful within our relationship. So, that's where I'm at, but, like, I'm super happy. He's a light in my life. He literally lights me up every time I talk about him. So, yeah.
Have you guys had, like, a disagreement or, like, a moment where it's, like, you've had to, like, I guess you're just saying, you're just saying it now, like work through things. Where it's like,
we've been through a lot of, like, we've been through a couple humps, which were a lot of, like, kind of tough humps. Just with, like, dynamics and figuring that out. And so, like, both of us even thinking, like, hey, you know, does this work for us? Mm-hmm. Is it going to work out in the long run? Mm-hmm. Just dealing with different dynamics is hard as well. Especially if you both have kids.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to ask if you had kids.
Yeah, so he has kids and I have a son. And so it works out with him understanding my schedule and understanding babysitting. Mm-hmm. So he for sure considers, like, my time and, like, hey, this is me asking, you know, what's up. But it's just, like, dynamics with kids and, like,
time,
and then also, like, just with that, all that comes with, which is, like, you know, he hears a lot about, like, my situation with Robert, and then I hear about his situation with his BM. So it's just a lot of just different things back and forth, and just really considering each other's and each other. I said that weird. And then, yeah, but I feel like...
Is he the first guy you've dated that also has kids?
Yes.
Is it difficult or is it easier?
I feel like a part of it's a little difficult because I've crossed things that I never crossed before. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like it's easy in aspects as him understanding, like, me being a single mother and him coming from a single mother. So he understands that whole that dynamic. And then he understands that things can cut off right away. Like, if I can't go on our date, or, like, accommodating things. Like, one night, he really, really wanted to make dinner for me. And we had this whole thing planned. He was going to come over, cook for me, and we were just going to chill, smoke, and, like, drink. And then it ended up, we couldn't do that because
Parker didn't have a babysitter. He was like, you know what? I'll cook at my place and I'll still come over. Just let me know when Parker's asleep and then we can still sit, watch movie and eat. And
I liked that. Mm-hmm.
So he literally made, and I told him what I wanted to eat, and he literally made everything, brought it over.
So what do you want to eat?
Shannon was so happy.
I loved it. It was the cutest night because he was like, no, I'm not going to not do it. He's like, yeah. Just let me know when Park is asleep. Like, I'll respect it. I'll be quiet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. So he brought, I told him I wanted, he brags about him making fettuccine Alfredo. So he made fettuccine Alfredo with chicken, and he bought garlic bread, and, like, had it all set. And he even brought extra so I could have it for the rest of the week.
Aww.
I was like, I love you.
Shannon, this is where you're probably sitting there just in love.
Yes.
And this is what he's talking about. Like, damn, she really loved me off this fettuccine.
Yes. He knows how I love. Mm-hmm. So he knows that, like, the little things that he does that, like, he knows those things get me, like, going.
Yeah.
And he likes that. He loves that I'm like that. But it, I guess, that sometimes, like, when...
It's a lot.
It gets a lot, you know? And I understand that. And I understand, you know. But, yeah, those little things, like, brighten me up. Mm-hmm. And we've been having fun, like, just having the best time.
I think that's really cute. But also... really nice. Like, mm-hmm. It didn't work this way, and I feel like there's some guys who would just be like, all right, well, another time.
I'll see you later.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. But I think his suggestion of, like, let's wait for Parker to go to sleep, mm-hmm. and we can still do our date night. It's just a different time of the day. I think that's awesome.
It was really nice.
It seems like he has, like, a lot of compassion and empathy for your position and, like, just the world that you're figuring out for you and your son, which I really appreciate and love for you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm happy that things are still going well.
They're still going well.
So, do you think this is someone that you could see yourself with long term?
In my heart, I hope so. But, like I said, there's other, like, little factors that are hard. Mm-hmm. That he's still, you know, working out and understanding. And I totally get that. And I feel like I'm in a place where I'm willing to wait a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. To figure it out because I adore him, mm-hmm. and I know we adore each other, so it's, I just
that was cute. Yeah. The way you just smiled and lit up, like, I could feel the energy, like, coming off of you.
We literally adore each other, and I just pray on it all the time. Like, he was able to figure out what he needs to figure out, and then I get to figure out what I need to figure out, and I know that takes time. So mm-hmm. I know that sometimes, you know, if you need to take a break for a while, love always comes back. I know you know that. Mm-hmm. So I hope it plays out well because he does, because he sees me for, like, me.
Yeah.
And he sees, like, the hard work that I put in to, like, even little things for him. When I do things for him, he's mm-hmm. like, why wouldn't I go hard and do those little things for you?
I love that.
Because he's always like, you're a queen. He's like, you need to be put on that pedestal. So,
that's great. I've always said that you needed to be with the nice guy. Like, a really overwhelmingly nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, the type that I would find extremely annoying. I want that for you.
I want a nice guy.
You too, Kyle.
But I also want a guy, like, I think...
Kyle, your nice guy is coming.
I want a nice man so bad.
He will come.
Because these selfish narcissists, y'all...
are ain't not it. How has your life been, Shy? I feel like you've been super busy, but yes,
y'all have been on the Davis World Tour right now.
Yeah. It's crazy that this month we'll be married for a year.
How does it feel?
What are you guys gonna do? Oh my god, that's coming up.
Yeah,
that's around the corner. September 29th, there'll be a year, which feels unreal because it's like I feel like we just got married.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like we've been married for a year, but then again, like...
You guys have been together for a while.
We've been together for a long time, so it's just kind of like... I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, cool. But, I don't know, it's exciting. Everyone always says, like, the first year is the hardest, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. Like, I don't know. It wasn't for you. I feel like every relationship, you have hard moments, mm-hmm. and you have hard days, and you have mm-hmm. hard... weeks and yeah. you know all these things, and I feel like overall I would say we've had a good year. The only thing that I think a lot of people always ask us, like, they're like, oh, you guys are newlyweds, like, how's newlywed bliss? And we're looking at each other like, what's that, like,
what does that mean?
What does that mean? And we're like, should we have been in a honeymoon phase this year? But we weren't necessarily. We got married and we moved maybe within like 2 weeks, and then we were right back at work. So
do you think you didn't have that honeymoon bliss because you guys were together or have known each other for so long? Or is it supposed to be like this different,
I don't
like,
know.
Marriage
I
bliss?
I have no idea. And that's the part where we're kind of like, did we like...
Did we skip Skip?
Did we skip? Right. Did we miss that honeymoon bliss moment or something?
How do we get this back?
Right. But what we talk about now is like we do a terrible job of like dating. Like we don't do a good job of like setting a date night. We talk about it, and then
do you think just with each other,
right? Without the kids,
or because, like other friends or other,
just with each other.
What
we
about,
do
like,
a lot of like group activities, but we don't necessarily just do something with the two of us. So we talked about it for a while, and then we scheduled one with my mom because we have Isabel who helps us with Ace, but that's Monday through Thursday, and then it's only, it's like during working time, it's 8 to 5, so it's like that's the time that we have to get the most done, and that's the time that Zach has to get the most done, and then after that, then it's 5 o'clock, it's like go time with all of Ryder's activities, and Ace does classes, so we don't necessarily, we don't go on dates during the week. And then on the weekend, when Ryder's at her dad's, we have Ace. And we live probably like 40 minutes, sometimes an hour from my mom's house. So we just stay home with Ace, or we'll take Ace to the park or something. But we realized, like, we don't go on dates. So we asked my mom, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, to watch the kids. And we went to the movies. And we were so excited to, like, go to the movies with each other and to see, like, an actual adult film and not, like, a kid film. And I'm like, Zach, when's the last time we've been on a date and we couldn't remember?
Y'all, their date got me a date.
What?
Yeah. Crazy, crazy story. Cheyenne and Zach went to the movies, had date night, and they had such a great time. And I guess they raved about this movie.
Oh, yeah, we
which
did.
Which then my mom and Dave went to go see. And then they were like, my mom was like, I'll take the kids anytime this week. I want you to go on a date and go to the
movie. See the movie.
What movie did you guys see?
Gran Turismo.
Yeah. Zach loved the movie, and he was so happy. And we got, like, we got a drink. We went to the movies.
I love
and
that.
And it was great. But I was like, we have to do better at still dating each other because we do a terrible job at it. I'm so, like, on a schedule, and, like, this is Ryder's schedule, this is Ace's schedule, this is my schedule, this is Zach's schedule. Like, Zach, we'll be out with friends, and his friend will be like, Zach, do you want to go golfing Thursday this time? And Zach looks at me, and he's like,
where am I?
What do I do on Thursday? Like, can I go golfing on Thursday? And I have his schedule right now.
So can I play, Mom?
Yes or no, you know, if he can go. And I'm like, we do really good at that. You okay?
Is I able to say something really fast?
We do really good at the schedule of work and kids and making sure the kids are well taken care of, but we don't do a good job of dating each other.
And taking care
and taking
of
each other. Yeah. And then by the end of the night, some nights, you know, we're both tired. We're
exhausted.
Like, we just ran everybody around all day, and, like, some days Ryder has three things after school or eight, and then we're juggling Ace, and then it's just, like, we're exhausted. So we keep telling ourselves, like, going into this next year of marriage, we figured out the logistics behind a lot of things that we were working on this year. Like, we wanted to get married. We did that. We wanted to get out of, like, the neighborhood we were in. We did that. We wanted to get a house. We did that. We wanted Ryder to go to the school. We figured that out. We wanted Ace to do this. Like, we figured out the logistics. And we wanted all Zach's legal stuff to be done. We wanted our court stuff to be done. Like, all these things are now done. So
you got things done.
And now it's like, okay, let's sit and enjoy what we've done.
I feel like this was a year of, like, like a, there were a lot of things on your list that you're mentioning. So yeah. I pray that in this next season or this next year of your marriage, now that those things are like over and there were some really, really huge gray clouds lingering.
Yeah.
Now that those things are like passing, that you guys can take the time and just
like be happy, enjoy that we're each just other.
Yeah. In and a different light.
We didn't get that this year, no. Which sounds weird to say because I feel like your first year of marriage is supposed to be like you're fucking all skipping this. In flower patches, yeah. And we weren't necessarily, which isn't a bad thing because I feel like we're both still really young and our overhead is really high, mm-hmm. And that means we're still on like grind mode, like yeah. I don't ever mind the work aspect of it, but I'm also like I don't want to lose who we are as individuals plus as a couple just to make money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
real shy, yeah.
That's super hard. Raw. Yeah, I agree with that.
So, I don't know. But overall, I think that we, you know, we had a good year. And, like, every now and then we look at each other and we're like, we did it. Like,
yeah. There, out of your ears itself, yeah.
Yeah, like, we had a lot against us. And, like, mm-hmm. even our therapist was like, for what you guys have gone through, people break up over this in a mm-hmm. second. Like, people do not last through this, so you have something to hold on to, like, yeah. whatever it is. So, that always makes me feel better.
You guys, I will say, you guys are a force to be reckoned with. Like, mm-hmm. you guys are an amazing couple, and, like, the way you guys have each other's backs and, like, there for one another is really... it's really inspiring.
Yeah.
Like, I really look up to you and Zach as a married couple, as a couple, and, like, the way you guys just move is just, it's amazing mm-hmm. to be in the seat and, like, to watch.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I agree.
Like, seriously, I always, like, when I think of when I'm with someone, I'm like, huh, like, I'm like, oh, I would want my relationship to look similar to yours. Like, Eve, I know it's not always perfect.
Yeah.
But I know, like, oh.
In terms of that bond.
Yeah, that bond. You guys love each other. That loyalty.
Our, like, bond with each other is something that, like, I don't know. It's just, like, weird. I don't know. I love him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because it's real. I cry because I don't have it. You cry because you got it and it feels good. Enjoy your cry. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's hard.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. It's hard making connections with people, yeah. I feel, in this world that truly, like, one, are there for you, have your back, allow you the space to grow, allow yeah. you the space to, like, mess up and, like, come back right. and like and then love you through like, all of
really
it.
Really love your kids. So we went to New York for Fashion Week for Ryder, mm-hmm. and Ryder walked her first walk, and I look over at Zach and he's sobbing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, aww. What's wrong? And he's like, this is too much for me to handle. And me and Corey are looking at Zach crying, yeah. and Corey's yeah. like, for once it's not me, it's right. you, and.
Zach always makes fun of you Zach for crying for everything. Zach always makes fun of me
because I cry for everything. We dropped Ryder off mm-hmm. to the show, and, like, they asked, like, parents not to stay.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I just want to walk her in and meet who her handler is because yeah. every kid had one person with them. So I'm like, let me just meet her person, and then I promise we can go. And Zach was like, okay. So we dropped her off, and Ryder was like, within 5 seconds, okay, I'm comfortable, you guys can go now. And I was like walking away, and it was like the Titanic. Like, I felt like my arm was Stop. Reaching out for her, and there was sad music playing in the background. And Stop. We get up the stairs, and Zach goes, are you about to cry? And I'm like, no, I'm not. And I was so irritated with him because I cried everything. It's just, it is what it is. And so at the show, I already told myself, you can't cry. Like,
right.
you gotta be cool. You know, there's all these cool people here. Don't be the fucking mom that's this. Crying. And then it was him. He I'm was sure that really... sobbing.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, wow. So it's like those moments where it always, I have to realize, like, Zach was with me when I was pregnant mm-hmm. with Ryder. Mm-hmm. And it's so full circle now. Like, now Ryder's 6. And he's like, you have to realize, like, I used to talk to her when she was in your stomach. And now I'm watching her special. Do something that she loves, and she's so good at it, and it just, he's like, it was overwhelming.
Yeah.
I'm sure as a mom and the journey that you've guys been through, that really hit, like,
yeah.
a different, I don't yeah. know. And I was going to ask, when you started crying, like, what triggered you to, like, it's just the emotions of, like, you loving him so much? I think,
like,
so
when
much,
you think or... about, like, to me, like, when I think about, like, everything that Zach and I have gone through mm-hmm. and, like, who we still are as people, like, as individuals, and that we didn't allow it to...
Take you out?
Yeah, like, we didn't allow it to, like, ruin who we were.
Yeah.
And we didn't allow it to, like, ruin happy moments. Like, we mm-hmm. are still allowed to be happy, and... We're allowed to be happy with each other.
I like that mm-hmm. you just said that, yeah.
And that's okay. Like, are we perfect? No. Do we yeah. fight? Yes. Do we bicker? Yeah. Do we banter with each other probably all day long? Does he drive me absolutely crazy? Yes. But that's just my person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you...
I'm going to cry after this.
I don't know. I never thought that we would be, like, where we're at now. Like, from when we were kids until now, I never thought we would be where we're at and how we're very dependent on each other. Mm-hmm. We have a high codependency, but I wouldn't change it.
I love that. That's inspires. Oh, yeah. It inspires. That's beautiful. I feel like it inspires. It's like you're in your journey. It inspires me because, like, love wins.
I ultimately. Feel like.
And I feel like it's like what you said. Like, I feel like I love hard, but I show my love in a different way. And I think when I was dating, that was what was hard for me, was because there's some mornings where I don't want to be touched. I don't want to talk. I don't feel like putting on this, you know, front. Like, I don't want to do any of these things. I want to lay here and I want to sulk in whatever the fuck I'm feeling.
And that's, yeah.
And when I was dating, like, a lot of guys didn't understand that about me, where, like,
I'm happy you hit that.
I feel like with Zach, I don't have to put on a front. Like, if I'm not feeling it that day, I can just say...
It's okay to have a bad day.
I'm not feeling it. And he will say, well, I'm just going to turn on Netflix and I'll sit with you, or, like, whatever it is. Or I'll go downstairs, or, like, go lay in the guest room and I'll lay up here until you feel like you're out of it, or don't do anything all day. You know, it's like finding someone who can also fit into, like, who you are, and not feeling like you had to change yourself for them. Because I dated guys in between Zach and I breaking up, and I always felt like I had to be, like, this, like,
ooh, you are speaking to me.
So, I don't know.
No, I'm so happy you brought that up, because that is so real, and I think that's where some guys get confused with me. Because I love hard and I'm, like, this happy, bubbly person.
Right.
But, like you just said, I'm not always bubbly. I'm not always happy. I have so much shit in my little brain that I hold in all the time. And some days, I don't want to smile.
Yeah.
I don't want to put up with anyone's other bullshit. And I just want to sulk, like you said.
Yeah, I just want to sulk.
I want to sulk, feel my feelings, and I want to cry it out. And I don't want to be bubbly with you. Yeah. I don't want to, like...
Don't feel it today.
I don't want to give you my love. So, yeah, sometimes I might be stressful. Mm. Sometimes it's not going to be... this happy Shannon. Right. And I come off as happy Shannon all the time.
But you're allowed to be unhappy Shannon, and that's the thing.
And I think when I go into relationships, when like it comes to more like deeper into the month, deeper into the relationship, they're like, oh shit, like you're emotional as shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm a roller coaster, but that's okay. I feel like you just said. Yeah, it's like you need to find your person who's going to say, Let's do it today.
Because not every day is going to be a good day. I have terrible days. It's just finding someone who will be with you for your terrible day that's not going to sit there and be like, but yesterday you were fine. Well, today I'm
those are the wild moments, like, where it's like, what happened? Where did this switch come from? And it's like, don't sit here and act like you don't have days, too.
Where you're upset.
But I do appreciate with the guy I'm talking to. He will, you know, take my shit.
Yeah.
And he'll...
kind of ride that wave.
Ride that wave with me and understand and be like, bro, I get it because I have my days too.
Yeah.
So I think it's like you said, like it's nice to have somebody understand that life is not always easy.
Yeah.
Go sit down.
I think my biggest lesson within dating that I did learn was one day I had a conversation with my mom. I'm totally going to butcher the conversation, but this is kind of like the gist of it. Was she was like, you have dated the richest man in the room, and you've also dated, like, the regular person in the room who has a regular income, and you have had way more fun with the regular one who you can put your income and their mind in your mind and build something together than going out with the richest one in the room where they just passed you a card, gave you a room, and told you to do what you want, but there was no time spent together. Yeah. Like, there was nothing there. And I always think about that conversation because I have. And I remember, like, I dated this guy, and he had so much freaking money. And I hated the relationship. Like, I had fun. But you know, when I think about it, I had fun with my friends on his dime. Like, I didn't actually have fun with him.
With him, yeah.
So it's like, I'd much rather be with someone that we can build something together than trying to just go for the one who can financially solve every problem.
Yeah.
Because once they financially do, then it's like, okay, well,
what else are we doing?
Yeah.
So, do I even like you?
I think sometimes we have to realize that it's okay to date somebody and to build with them and to build them up while they build you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to always look perfect. So don't let other people's, like, judgment or society put themselves into what you want and how you feel. Because this person might be your person, but just because your friends are like, well, he dresses funny or he works at McDonald's or whatever it is, or he has a past, it's like, okay, but this is the future. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't hold all that and then lose out on somebody who's probably down for you.
So, thank you, Shai. That was for me.
That's my advice for the week.
You just gave me the best advice. You didn't even know it.
Well, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got. Anybody got advice or WTF this week?
I got a WTF.
Few minutes pause, please.
I have a WTF. It happened yesterday. I was going to put it on my Instagram yesterday because I was...
It was that bad?
Yes. And I never talk on my Instagram. Anyways, I was cleaning... Oh, no. We were on our way to hockey practice. We were cleaning. I was trying to get Parker ready. All of a sudden, I see a fucking lizard in my house. It was long as shit. The tail was literally this long. I'm not even exaggerating. The body was probably like this. It was so long. I thought it was a snake. I must have screamed. I was like, hey, Parker. He likes to catch lizards.
It was
Parker, it was too long for Parker. Parker said, oh, no, Mom. He ran out of the fucking house. Y'all, I didn't know what to do. And I was so annoyed because the house is getting painted. And so I just got my doors painted. So they keep fucking leaving the doors open. I live in fucking Altadena.
Shannon's had all the critters this week, spiders,
are in my fucking house. I'm like, why the fuck? Why? Why?
She sent me a picture of a spider the other day that was this big. I love
my new door, but why do we keep leaving it open?
I love my new door.
Oh my God.
How'd you get the lizard out? Or is it still there?
So... fucking, we had to go to hockey practice, so I'm like scrambling around the house, like trying to get this fucking lizard. It goes under my piano, which is heavy as shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I started like making noise to try to get it out. I couldn't get it out, so like my dad came to the rescue and said, you need to get this lizard out of my house so I don't fall asleep and it's crawling all over me. Like,
yeah,
no.
That lizard might have been stuck, stayed under there with me.
So he finally got the lizard out, but that's my WTF because what the fuck? Why the fuck was a lizard crawling around? And it
was happy as hell.
It was just,
I'm out.
I'm so happy.
That lizard was happy as hell.
I was like, Parker, get this fucking. He said, no, Mom, no, it's too long.
Okay.
Yeah. That was my WTF.
Hey, sorry. Kyle, what do you got?
Man, I hope I'm not Debbie Downer right now. But my WTF is my kid's been asking me some really loaded questions lately about his dad and why we left D.C. and why his dad doesn't live here and why we can't just go back to D.C. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, okay, where do I start?
Yeah.
So that's been my – and it's been like every night recently. And even the night, Boz just out of nowhere, he just started crying. And I was like, Boz, what's wrong? I'm trying to console him. And he's like really sobbing, like, and he's like, I miss my dad. I don't know why I can't see my dad. And so I was like, calmed him down, relaxed him. I was just comforting him. And then I was like, do you want to call your dad and like let him know that you miss him?
Hello,
and he was like, okay, let's call him. And I was like, it's okay to let him know you miss him because.
Yeah,
he needs to hear it from you. I was like, Daddy doesn't. He needs to hear it from you, not necessarily just from me. And so he called, and he was okay. And then at one point, I muted it, and I was like, Bro, are you gonna tell him?
You better tell him.
Are you gonna tell your dad you miss him? And then he was like, No, I'm not. And then, like, they finished their conversation, and then afterwards, I was like, Boz, why didn't you want to tell your dad you missed him? And he was like, I'm scared.
And I'm like, scared of what? And he was like, I'm scared to tell him I miss him because he's not here. And I was just like, y'all, like, after I put my kids to sleep, I went in the bathroom, I rolled myself a fat J, and I literally just, like, cried for, like, an hour in the empty bathtub.
There was no water in
it? I couldn't even turn the faucet on. Like, that's just how, like, it just it hurt me so much because it's like, one, I don't know how to answer these questions. Mm-hmm. And two, it's like, there's no answers I can give to a 4-year old that will like make him
understand.
Yeah. And it's like, that's the thing. What do I say? So I'll be sitting there making shit up and he'll be like, that's not true, Mom. And I'm like, you're right.
I think you just have to be honest with him.
I think honesty is the biggest.
What do I say?
Your dad lives in D.C. because that's where his family is. Yeah. And that's where his job is.
That's where the conversation is. But then it's like Boz doesn't see Mezier work. All he does is see Mezier at the gym. So then it's like, why does my dad get to play while you're taking care of me and my brother and working and doing all these things?
Have you had that conversation with Mez?
I've had conversations with him, but he just thinks I want him being dramatic or like I'm making things up. And it's also like, excuse me, but why are you in the gym every day not working or trying to make shit happen for your kids? So it's like there's just some conversations, like even if I were to have that conversation with him, it doesn't penetrate because I'm dealing with a selfish narcissist who would rather go to the gym than make something happen to be close with his kids or be a parent. So
I think that maybe the next time it happens with Boz, as opposed to like trying to get him to tell Mez, like maybe you like secretly record him on your phone so that you're able to show Mez like this is what it looks like without having Boz kind of tell you.
I did that for 3 years.
Well, then maybe you just have to come to the reality like that he's not. Parent.
And that is my reality. But it's like, it's also, how do I have that conversation with my child?
I think it's hard because Mez parents through a tablet through a phone.
He doesn't even parent through the tablet.
Confusing.
It's
at this
so
point.
Confusing. I'm starting to see now with Zaire because, like, when they hang up, he doesn't understand. So he cries for 20 minutes. Goggy, where's Goggy? He calls his dad Goggy right now.
Goggy.
We're working on their D's and our Z's. Yeah. Boz is it's Goggy and Boggy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's doing more damage than good.
It does, but he refuses to see any other viewpoint than his own. So it's hard. So yeah, that makes it harder. And then it's like he says stuff and it's like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
There's her what the fuck.
What the fuck? So, yeah.
Oh, man.
No dating life. Disabled baby daddy.
Oh, my God.
And no sex. I'm depressed.
We're going to manifest a healthy dating life.
I don't even need that. I just want to get done with my classes. Okay, that's the prayer I need. Like, I'm not even, the dating is not my priority right now. It'd be nice to have someone who I could talk to, but
Mezier
like
to come alive and some wild birthdays.
Come alive.
That's all I'm saying. All right, guys.
With no anxiety.
For tuning in to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We were kind of all over the place today, but the three of us haven't been together in a long time, so I'm sorry. This is what you got.
But I feel like there were some juicy questions that came out of this. Like,
yeah, I want to go back to the dating one and if you should pay for my babysitter. Can somebody let me know?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Don't forget. What is that noise?
I don't know. Somebody pray for me and my children.
Boz.
I'm about to put Boz on the corner.
Don't.
Say walk home.
Follow
Just
us.
Just kidding.
Bye.
Okay. Follow us on the Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. And don't forget that you can get our podcast on any podcast platform. My name is Cheyenne, and you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
My name is R, and you can follow me at R Kyle Lynn.
And I'm Shannon, and you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And don't forget to tell your crew about our crew.
Peace out, y'all.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.